indeed, we've been touching on the topic of the DUP and the Ulster Unionists in some detail since 9 o'clock this morning. This pact in four constituencies for the forthcoming general election, the DUP allowing Tom Elliott a free run in Fermanagh and South Tyrone, and they won't compete against Danny Kennedy in Newry and Armagh. The UUP will step aside in East Belfast and North Belfast to give the DUP candidates Gavin Robinson and Nigel Dodds an advantage, as the man would say. Now, we've heard from a number of politicians on the programme this morning. I want to speak to Gerry Kelly from Sinn Féin. Gerry Kelly, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Gerry, you must have great respect for this unionist pact, considering you're calling for a nationalist Republican one.
Well, let's hand it with this. What this pact is about is the fear of the DUP around North Belfast and East Belfast. That's their primary concern. It's very obvious that's where they went. The UUP, as usual, have not done well out of these pacts. However, what they're trying to do is keep, it is no coincidence that outside of the East Belfast one, the other three are seats where Sinn Féin are very strong in those areas. And it's about keeping us out. I think that's what's at the core of this. There are not pacts in other areas because they are less worried about other parties. So that's what we're looking at. What we have called on the SDLP to do is maximise the progressive politics of nationalism. So there is a core issue here. I know it's been described, and indeed Alban McGuinness rejected our call on the basis that he said that it was sectarian. But I would argue that the progressive politics of nationalism, where we are for religious freedom, for a stronger racism legislation, for protecting equality and LGBT and the Irish language in the civic forum, which of course the unionists are against, and in the Single Equality Act, which they're against, all of this, and indeed power sharing. And there's no coincidence that they still, even this length after the signing of the Good Friday Agreement, are still yearning back to have a different type of institutions up at the Assembly. It's progressive politics versus the right-wing politics of people who are aligning themselves actually to the Tory situation.
But you can dress it up as progressive politics. Most people see it as sectarian politics. It's either green or it's orange. You're diluting the democratic process by suggesting that less people stand.
Well, it's interesting that, you know, saying that you're diluting the democratic process. Democratic process is set up precisely for people to be able to present to the electorate what they think is the best way forward. Now, we are arguing that the best way forward in this case, and especially because of what the unions have done, is that progressive politics can join together here. We can have more elected reps. We can increase our vote. And in North Belfast, for instance, Sinn Féin has increased its vote at least in the last, increased the percentage of the vote. Sometimes the vote itself goes up and down in the last 15 elections. That's what it's about. It's not taking the crumbs off the Westminster's table. It's about real politics. It's about politics out there and more people, frankly. If we talk about North Belfast, since it is my constituency, more and more people are voting Republican every single election. The SDLP have simply no chance of winning that seat.
So what's your deal to the SDLP? You get them to stand down in North Belfast to give you a stronger chance against Nigel Dodds. You get them to stand down in Fermanagh, South Tyrone, to ensure that Michelle Gildernew gets her nose in front again against Tom Elliott. What are you offering the SDLP?
Well, I'm not involved, as the SDLP are not up for a discussion around this, so there's not much point to me.
But where's the advantage for the SDLP?
I understand your question, Frank, and I understand why you're asking it, but I'm simply making the point. There's no point in me talking to you. You're not in there speaking for the SDLP, I assume, so there's no point in me trying to discuss it with you. If a discussion is to take place, first of all, the SDLP have to sign up for that discussion, and then that discussion will take place between the parties.
Yeah, but people would love to know where the advantage is for the SDLP, because they can see the advantages for Sinn Féin.
The advantages are for progressive politics. The advantages are that this is a continuation of the change. I mean, again, I know I keep jumping to North Belfast for understandable reasons. But what this is about is sending out a very positive message, which is, look, this is about change. It has always been about change and equality. It's about moving the whole process forward. It's about saying to people, look, partnership works. It has to work. That's the way to move forward. We're up for that. We will deal with anybody and everybody in terms of trying to bring through equality. But we will stand against Tory cuts, and we will stand against those who take that conservative line, who take an anti-working class position.
But actually, Jerry Kelly, are in that bailiwick. Yeah, but the bottom line is you'll stand against nothing because you're not going to take your seats.
Well, we work on the ground. We have always worked on the ground. That's what our, you know, we've went to a series of elections on the same basis. More and more people throughout Ireland, not just in the north, but throughout Ireland, are voting for us because they believe that we do the work which is necessary. We are full-time activists. I've always been an activist. I will continue to be that, and I will be on the ground working for the people.
You must have, and it was my original question, some admiration for the unionists with their strategy.
No, I don't really have an admiration for their strategy, because what they do, this isn't the first time they've come together. So they fight with each other, and then they come together when it means attacking nationalism, whether that be over parades and marches, whether it be over the issue of flags, all of which are anti-equality. They join together on a very conservative and right-wing position, which is against nationalism. So it is a very negative alliance. That's what I'm saying, that the difference between the unionists coming together and the nationalists is that we have a progressive movement. We believe in power sharing. We believe in equality. We believe in making the changes necessary. That's what our politics has been and will continue to be.
But how can you say that you believe in equality when you're calling on the SDLP to get all the Catholics to team up against the Protestants?
Well, I said nationalists, not Catholics, and it isn't clearly not against Protestants. More and more people are coming into my office and indeed offices throughout the six counties from unionist areas, and asking us to do things for them, because they know that we will work, that we work on the ground. They know we live in working class areas, and that we're prepared to do that. That's what we're doing. The LGBT family know that we will fight for equality in terms of that. We know that we want a single Equality Act. The unionists do not. You know, there are clear differences here. So if politics is about politics, then you have to delineate what differences are between us and the unionists. And outside of the constitutional questions, which is often called the constitutional questions, there are very clear differences. The unionists are quite comfortable with Tory cuts, and indeed would have accepted the first series of cuts which came along, except that we fought against it and said that is not acceptable. There are working class Protestants and Catholics, unionists and nationalists, who are facing this, and we need to stand up for them.
Now, there's an ongoing debate and discussion about so many different elements and aspects of what's happening in the political arena, but I'm just taking feedback as and from 9 o'clock this morning, and it's incredible the number of people who've been in touch with us who seem to have more respect for Alliance and the SDLP this morning than they've ever had, because they're looking at the Ulster Unionists, they're looking at the DUP, and they're looking at Sinn Féin trying to carve something up for themselves.
Well, you have to make up your mind. How are we carving something out with the DUP and the UUP if, in fact, what they're doing is coming together to try and keep Sinn Féin out? They aren't coming together in the constituencies with the SDLP. Have a chance. They're coming together in the constituencies with Sinn Féin. Have a chance. So you need to make up your mind. I mean, and to tell you, I mean,
but that's what answers my question, that there's no advantage for the SDLP.
You're taking the tax in. And you're interpreting them, and that's up to you. I haven't seen the text. You're saying there's this landslide for the SDLP and Alliance. Well, then let's see what happens in the next election. I think you're wrong. I think it's your interpretation of it, and there's nothing I can say about that except that you're interpreting whatever you're getting into your text box.
Okay, Jerry Kelly, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.
Dinner.
Jerry Kelly, who's hoping to be an MP for North Belfast. Tom Elliott is hoping to be an MP for Fermanagh South Tyrone. Tom Elliott, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
You may be the one person who might benefit from this within the Ulster Unionist family. Everyone else seems to be disadvantaged as a result of what your party leader has signed up to. It's been described this morning, indeed, as your party leader, Mike Nesbitt, selling some form of being sold some form of sectarian pup.
Well, no, it's not a sectarian pub at all. It's about representation. And I think, frankly, one of the key messages is that we want to ensure there's more representation at Westminster for the entire people of Northern Ireland. If people win a Westminster seat but don't take their places, then they're not really of a huge value in those voting terms. They're not a huge value to make the difference and to go and vote whenever necessary.
Why are you so keen to get Naomi Long out of East Belfast?
Well, I wasn't party to the wider discussions because obviously I had a vested interest myself, so I'm not entirely sure around that. But quite clearly what we want to do is make sure that there's pro-union people elected to the Westminster and increase that pro-union vote. So I think there is an advantage to the unionist people of Northern Ireland as well as overall in representation terms, especially with regards to Sinn Féin, of getting much more representation at Westminster at the Mother Parliament.
Do you accept that people who traditionally would have voted Ulster Unionist with no candidate standing in East Belfast may this time round vote for Naomi Long?
Well, they may do. Clearly the party has recommended that they vote for Gavin Robinson. But obviously everybody has their own choice, just as they will do in Fermanagh and South Tyrone, Uri and Armagh, and North Belfast, and indeed every other constituency. They will make their own choice when they go into the mark that ballot. Obviously what I want to do is ensure that people realise and recognise what decisions they're making, and that they need to make the decisions to in the best interests of the union, the best interests of unionism, and the best interests of representation and, for the people of Northern Ireland.
How easily does it roll off your tongue what you've just said, that the party are calling on people to vote for Gavin Robinson of the DUP? How easy is it for you to muster support for the DUP?
Well, quite clearly we're two different parties, I think. nobody is disputing that fact. But the reality of it is, if we can increase the pro-union vote, if we can increase the pro-union representation at Westminster, that's better, I feel, for the wider public in Northern Ireland. Look, I'm clearly a unionist. I make no apology for that. I think it's much better being part of the union of the United Kingdom. It's much better socially and economically, and I've always believed that. And that is the ethos that drives me, unionism.
If it wasn't a sectarian pub and you're not accepting it as being a sectarian headcount, surely it's still a pub for the Ulster Unionists, because Danny Kennedy's not going to win in Newry and Armagh, and you have to do your best to win down in Fermanagh, South Tyrone. If you don't win in Fermanagh, South Tyrone, it's going to be highly embarrassing.
Well, I think we all go into elections knowing that there's nothing guaranteed. You know, it's not the most stable of a profession maybe in politics, but look, you take those chances. I will do my best, and with the support of others, I want to win Fermanagh and South Tyrone. That's what I'm going for, and there's only four votes separated. The last time it was won by four votes, equally it was lost by four votes. I think there's a huge opportunity there to regain the most westerly constituency in the United Kingdom back for unionism.
Will you be keeping your fingers crossed that the SDLP don't wilt and give in to the Sinn Féin demands to be part of a nationalist Republican pact?
Well, I think that's an issue that Sinn Féin and the SDLP will have to come to terms with themselves. I make no comment about that. That's entirely their decision, and whatever they do, I will confess from an ancestral own to the best of my ability, and to make sure that we try and get representation for the people of that constituency at Westminster.
But following on from the wisdom of your strategy in the Ulster Unionist Party, the SDLP should actually be teaming up with Sinn Féin to ensure that Sinn Féin are successful in Fermanagh, South Tyrone, a party that wants a united Ireland the same way the SDLP want a united Ireland.
That's, as I say, Frank, that's entirely a decision for the SDLP and Sinn Féin to make. Take that decision. I know way back whenever Bobby Sands ran and won the election that obviously the two came together to do that, but I don't know whether there's any appetite now in the SDLP to follow that through. Obviously Sinn Féin are very keen on it, but that's a matter matter for those parties to decide.
You see, that could have been described very clearly back at the time of the hunger strike as sectarian politics, a sectarian vote, a vote in Fermanagh South Tyrone where there was little choice. Are we going back to that now in 2015?
Well, I think it was different then, Frank. You know, what we had was an IRA person running for election, someone who was in jail for terrorist offences. And I think that was a very different scenario. Clearly, I'm assuming maybe the SDLP took a very difficult stance at that time. They may have suffered in the future for that stance that they did take among some of their own supporters. But again, that is a matter for them and their supporters.
But are they not to be applauded for not giving in to the Sinn Féin demands, whereas the Ulster Unionists have given in to the demands of the DUP?
Well, I think as you talk about demands, Frank, it was the Ulster Unionist Party that put the proposal on the table regarding North Belfast and Fermanagh and South Tyrone back as far as October of last year. So we put the proposal forward, so we're not giving in to any demands whatsoever. We put the proposal on the table and now it has come to fruition.
But if you really were able to push on with your proposal and get the full delivery on it, you would have had some sort of deal on South Belfast.
Well, that appeared not to be possible, but the reality of it is our first call right back in October was for those two constituencies that have now come to pass. So clearly what we have got is what we suggested and proposed in the first place.
Thanks for speaking to us this morning, Tom Elliott. Thanks for your time. Thank you.
You're welcome, Frank. Thank you.